Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. This little Steely Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Wally Bach is here. Wally's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He was a member of our Brain Trust before it was a Brain Trust. He is he's the purveyor of the outstanding website, Writing a Book with Wally. That's what he does, folks. He's written a number of books himself going back, 30 years? You wrote your first book?
First book was 1972.
1972, so there you go,
the first
folks.
Major publisher book.
There you go. So, a long time. Yeah, and that was, Prophets? What was the name?
No, it had the simply electrifying title of Budgeting for First Line Superman.
Ah.
Now, that's funny.
Whoa, slow down, man. You're taking my breath
away.
Slow down, Wally. You're taking my breath away. That's just too much.
Yeah. The publisher sold that book, Jim, until 2010.
Wow. So, folks, now you know, but when Wally talks about writing a book, helping you write a book, you know he knows what he's talking about. So, in the past, when you've been here, we've talked a lot about the content. What's in, what the words on the paper, and are the ones and zeros inside the book. And we'll do that again, but right now what we're talking about is the look of the book, right? The cover.
We're talking about the look of the book.
We just got through talking about the cover in the last segment, and now we're going to talk about what I call the architecture of the book, which is the inside. How's the page laid out? What is there? Is there a methodology to the way you're laying it out? Are there graphics? What is the continuity of presentation? Is that a good way to say it?
You can say that. Well, you know, I always give you leeway to say it however you want.
So how would you do it? How would you say it? What should we be thinking about inside?
I think we should be thinking about how it looks when you open it up to a page. And what I have clients do is get some professionally published books and look at them.
Right.
And then use that as a guide. And then find somebody who knows how to do, and the technical term is book design. Mm-hmm. Book design, when you hear a publisher use the phrase, means the inside of the book.
Mm-hmm. What I call
the architecture. What font is it going to be in? Mm-hmm. How are the paragraphs going to look? How wide are the gutters? That's that space between
the
pages. That's
a big deal I want to make sure we come back to.
Let's stay with that for a second.
Okay, gutter,
that's
folks.
That's one of the ones
when you open the book up,
print-on-demand people.
Oh, yeah. This, folks, the first thing I do when I pick up a book, Wally, that I think might be self-published, if I don't already know it is, first thing I do is I open it up and I look at the gutter. Because that tells me that somebody who laid this book, if the gutter is, it tells me a lot about whoever published the book. And the main thing you want to do, folks, go to the middle of the book, open it up, and if you don't have to turn your head to read into the inside words of the book, of the pages, then they've put enough gutter in there. You've got to have enough space. And so typically my books are probably an inch, three quarters of an inch to an inch off the gutter, and maybe 3/8 off the edge. They're skewed.
I should point out, though, it pains me to say this, that Jim's book is very well designed.
Yeah, don't hurt yourself there. Don't strain a muscle or anything there, Wally. But let me tell you something though. I wasn't born knowing that, Wally. I had the benefit of doing what you just said earlier. Folks, this is so important. What Wally said. Before we published my first book, I had been receiving books from hundreds of authors and dozens of publishers for 4 and 5 years. So I had the benefit of going through those books and seeing what was good, what was not good. We learned a lot from doing exactly what you just said, seeing what other people did, and seeing what was good, what was bad.
Right, and then if you're considering getting help from somebody who will also produce the book, look at some of the books they've done. I have clients, you know, invest in, if you're thinking about going with a with a self-publishing company of one kind, and there's dozens of them out there.
Mm-hmm.
When you get down to your final group, buy a couple or three books from each one and take a look at them. Do they look like something you'd want representing your content?
Mm-hmm.
Because my whole position, Jim, and I know you'll agree with this one, is why would you put all the time and effort you put into making the content great and then put it in a package that screams amateur?
Mm-hmm.
It makes no sense to me.
This is where you want to get some help if you don't have any background for it. But I'm going to repeat another smart thing you said. Check out the people who allegedly know something about it. Make sure that they really do know something about it, and that you agree with that you like what they've produced. There's a lot of people.
I would also recommend that they pick up Dan Poynter's self-publishing.
Ooh, thank you for reminding me about that, folks. Dan Poynter, Poynter, my guru on being self-published. Wally's, I'm sure, too. Dan's a great member of our Brain Trust.
Everybody's guru.
He wrote the Bible on this, folks, so check that out. And he's a great guy, too. So, hey, Wally, good job today. Give us the website one more time, please.
Writing a book with Wally.
I love that. That's as intuitive as it gets, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Wally, good job. Come back soon.
Okay, I'll do it.
Continue wreaking mayhem across the marketplace, Wally.
Aye, aye, sir.
Go forth. Wally Bach, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.